Martin makes his mark. Let's play ball. Welcome in, everybody, to Fantasy Pros. This is Leading Off, brought to you by BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. It's me, Joey P, Joe P. Zapia. With me today, Scott Bogman. All the peanuts and cracker jacks on our YouTube channel, watching live and commenting along. And of course, if you want to be a peanut and cracker jack, and I know that you do, make sure you subscribe to Fantasy Pros MLB channel. We're over 7,000 subscribers. I mean, just we're going to throw a party over the weekend. I think there
getting
will
them
be a
numbers pick- up.
Yeah, baby. Get them numbers up. Question, Scott Bogman, what do you want in the leading off pinata? What do you want to come out?
Probably enchiladas. I like enchiladas. Ooh. So
damn, I do like enchiladas. I just not expecting that.
You expected me to say something, some candy or something. Biscuits
you know I'm
and
a
gravy
fat guy at heart.
Ribs. But I have fat in my heart. So there's a difference. So
my brain in pinatas never goes to saucy foods, but you know what? Maybe it should. Maybe this is a new standard. I like that. All right. Dr. Glenn says, maybe let's fill it with some apple.
That's a good idea.
Did you make those yet from?
I haven't yet. I'm saving them for a special occasion because you talk them up so much. So,
gotta get the vanilla ice cream. Good vanilla ice cream to go with it too. Right.
I'm in Texas.
On top
where
it's still hot.
Yeah.
Whatever, whatever you gotta do.
Oh yeah.
All right. Let's get to the baseball. Cause I know that's why you're here. We'll start with the headlines of the day and let's start with Shohei Ohtani leaving against Toronto with back stiffness. That's never good. Nobody likes the back stiffness. That's not a good thing.
Especially when you lose a pitcher and a hitter all at once. Not fun. Unless you're playing in Yahoo, of course. So
this is why we always talk about the Shohei Ohtani, why he isn't minus money from the get go. It's because, you know, this is the problem. If you go down with an injury, you're losing the hitter and the pitcher, and it's just a massive, you know, swing. Hopefully it's just, you know, something he can get past. We'll get you more information if any pops during the show. If not, when we come back on Tuesday, because again, no show Monday. We're taking off for the holiday. There will be pinatas. But keep an eye on this, obviously, throughout the weekend. Hyunjin Ryu exited his start. He just came back. So basically nobody's making it out of that Angels game alive with the elbow tightness as well for the Angels game. Ryu just got back. Barrios has kind of been all over the place. I feel like Toronto's kind of in a weird middle ground right now. Like they're kind of, you know, they're looking up at the standings. They see the Yankees, they see the Rays. Do you think that Toronto right now is going to be aggressive and try to acquire another starting pitcher? Cause this Ryu elbow tightness, that can't be a good thing.
I think you have to, Montas is out there. Like go acquire Montas. I know it's going to cost a lot. I get it, but I think they should do that. There's other guys that will become available, but your window's open. You're the favorites to win the World Series going into the season. Your hitting is still there, so they got to do something, and I think they will be aggressive.
All right. By the way, people are making comments about your shaved face.
Yes.
Shaved Boggs? From Red Bean wants to know. That's right.
Yeah, so I was...
Okay.
Yeah, I'm doing okay. So I moved to Texas and I forget about animals, and the dogs at my house had a couple fleas on them. So I gave them the flea bath and everything, but I think a drop of water hit my face, but I saw fleas. So I was like, this has got to go. We got to make sure there's not in there. So
the entire
I got a
body
little paranoid. Yeah, I got a little paranoid. So and this is the ensuing result here. So.
Boggs charged all the Manscaped lawnmowers at one time and then just went to work. That's pretty much what he did. All right, let's continue on with some of these headlines going through. Freddie Freeman posts a homer, 5 ribbies against the D-backs. Great game from him. Yesterday, we just did a whole thing about this piece somebody wrote about Vlad Guerrero Jr. being found out. Well, he hit a home run last night. Martin Perez, our favorite Oppo pitcher, once again, 7 innings. I don't know who this guy is, and I don't know what he did with Martin Perez. But this Martin Perez, I'm all about. And you know what? I'm starting to think that Martin Perez might be a guy that the Blue Jays, the Mets, the Braves might be interested in. So keep an eye. If he's out there, he's probably, dirt cheap. He might be floating around a waiver wire in a shallow league still, potentially. I would go out there and I would absolutely try to acquire him.
I picked him up in three leagues last week. So it can still be done. You know,
I almost did, and I almost did last week in my home league. I was like, I can't do this. Like,
he's the guy that you see at the top of the free agent list in every league, and you go,
I've seen this before. Right, because we've seen this act. We've seen, like, moments where, like, oh, Martin Perez, and then it goes all the way down. But what are you going to do? Montas had 11 strikeouts, so he's looking to get out of Texas as well. Trevor Story, because he was facing the Rangers yesterday, now he's looking to get out of Oakland as well. Trevor Story homers again. Once again, kick the tires on trades, folks. I mean, you went from bottom of the barrel to, oh my goodness, this is the greatest hitter of all time. There's something in the middle probably, but if you can't cash him in high now and get a lot more than maybe he's worth, what's the point of having trades in leagues? This is the perfect opportunity to sell high on a player. This is unsustainable productivity.
Especially if you're middling or low.
The bottom looks like.
Especially if you're middling or low in the standings, man. Like, go trade him for a couple pieces that you need.
Well, especially since we just saw what the bottom looks like. So do you want to experience the bottom again? Because it's coming. Hell's coming with him. I'm telling you right now, it's happening. Josh Hader records his 16th save yesterday, and Aaron Nola strikes out 10 in another good start for him. Aaron Nola, I want to give a little love to him because this was a pitcher I'd really soured on. And I had rostered him last couple of years in a very important dynasty keeper situation. And I was just so sick of, like, the high 4 ERA with the strikeouts and the bad starts. It's just like, I don't know what this guy is. And I let him go back in the pile because you can only hold 8 players. And I'm regretting that I did because he would have been far more cost effective than some other guys. What do you credit this turnaround, if you will, from Aaron Nola? What have you seen so far out of him that's really kind of righted the ship? Because the inconsistencies might still reappear, but so far he's been excellent.
Yeah, I mean, just the low walk rate, right? Like, you saw it from 2019, the walk rate was 3.56 down to 2.9, down to 1.94, down to 1.48. So the command keeps getting better every single year for Aaron Nola, and that has been outstanding. And, you know, Robbie Ray is kind of the, you know, another version of a guy like Aaron Nola. Like, we keep waiting for it to pop. We keep waiting for it to pop. Then it did. And now he's back on the downslide, it seems. So hopefully we don't see that side of Aaron Nola. I think he's kind of righted the ship here and figured it out. So I'm good to acquire or have Aaron Nola. But I've done that bit too, Joe, where you drop a guy just too early. I've also hung on to Dominic Brown. So, you know, it cuts both ways. So.
Wow, there you go. That was one to grow on right there. All right, let's do a little. Can we talk about this? The Yankees and Rays today are not posting anything about today's game on social media. Instead, they are highlighting facts about gun violence. Good for them. I think this is excellent. I think more teams should follow suit in this. I'll be honest with you guys. I didn't want to come in Tuesday to do this show. I was not feeling cheery. I'm not feeling cheery now. And you know, this is not a political show. It's a baseball show. So I know my place to come in here and give people a respite from the real world. But at the same time, our real world needs some reobservations and some fresh takes. And I think that this is great that a lot of people and a lot of organizations around baseball and around sports are doing that, just like they did in certain other things in the last 3 years. It's time to get together and find a way to do better. And I think I want to applaud and take a moment here for everybody who is doing that and everybody in big organizations that are doing that too. And I'm sure the NFL will follow suit with this as well. And some other leagues also. So back to the baseball, cause I know that's why you're here. Rookie of the year watch. So far we still got Jeremy Pena leading in the American League, Julio right behind him, but my Julio shares look pretty good right now. I like Julio to overtake this. Joe Ryan at 3, but he's out with COVID right now. Bobby Witt at 4, Adley Rutschman at 5. On the National League side, Mackenzie Gore has now taken over the one spot. Seiya Suzuki at 2. I told you that was going to happen. I don't know why Juan Yepes is at 3, but I want to tell you this. Luis Gonzalez at 4. Hunter Green is at 5. Hunter Green has pitched much better recently. I've got a lot of money invested in Hunter Green. I might even double down again because I keep looking at the guys ahead of him, and I keep thinking maybe, just maybe, if I stay disciplined and I double down one more time even, this could be the biggest wager I make all year. American League seems like it's Julio's race to lose. National League, who is your favorite in your opinion?
Well, let me ask you this. If you took any one of those American League guys and put them in the National League, would they be the immediate 100%. Favorite? Okay. All right.
Exactly. Just to clear that up. 100%. Okay. Yep.
So the reason I worry about Hunter Green is because the Reds are just going to let him work through whatever his issues are at the big league level. So if he has a bad run, I think it's going to be at the big league level. I don't think he's ever going to hit a bump and they're going to be like, let's send him down and let him straighten it out. What do they care? You know, they're the crazy team putting up 20 runs, you know, whatever, a quarter of their season runs in the game yesterday. So they're just kind of all over the place right now. So I worry about him a little bit in that. I think Seiya is a pretty favorite, a pretty good favorite bet in the National League. That's who I would bet on to win it.
Yeah, I'm still he's got
the glove too, man. I watched him against the D-backs and he made like three plays to save runs. And I was like, oh, my God. God, look at this guy. Like, this is, he should not be a rookie. He's already a pro, but
I know
he counts as a rookie. So
we shall see. We shall see. MLB notes here, just posted by John Heyman on Twitter. Don't at him. He's John Heyman. I love that. Don't at me. I can't believe a 60-year-old man said, don't at me. Anyway, I don't even know if he's 60, but he looks 60. So I'm just going to pretend. An agent survey says DeGrom. What does my hair say then? That Jacob DeGrom 70. Is going to indeed potentially opt out of his contract because it makes sense, or it would make sense for him to do that. So let's talk about this for a second, because by the way, this 61. Has an impact. 61. See, I was 61. Right. Boom. Good done. Guess. Well, he's been around a long time too. Here's something that I want to throw out there. If indeed Jacob DeGrom plans to opt out, then I'm starting to think that there is a really good chance, especially with the Scherzer injury compounding things and the fact he's throwing from flat ground already, that we're going to push the DeGrom timetable, that we are going to see him in the month of June. Because if the strategy becomes from, and this is where the business end of baseball affects your fantasy, affects your wagering, affects all these other things, right? The business end of baseball, if you're going to opt out of that contract, you can't opt out of it with 10 starts and expect people to pay you. That crap ain't happening. So he is basically has to roll the dice here. And if he thinks he's going to opt out and he thinks he's going to go try to cash in, which he has every right to do, he's within his rights. It's in the contract. Then maybe, just maybe, we are going to see DeGrom a little bit sooner than we think. Because I think in my head, at least, it was definitely going to be July, sometime like that. Boggs, how do you take this and what do you think it implies for the DeGrom timetable, if indeed this is the growing sentiment around it?
Well, number one, I firmly disagree with, if you have 10 starts, no one's going to pay you. If he has 10 starts and he looks good, he'll get paid. Doesn't matter. Teams are desperate for pitchers, so he's going to get paid even with 3 starts. You know it. I mean, it may not be, you know, a giant, 5, 6, 7 year deal, but it'll be 3 years and a lot of money. So if he only has a couple starts. So I firmly disagree with that. But you're right. I mean, what incentive do the Mets have to not throw him if he's going to opt out and probably go somewhere else? I mean, you would think that the Mets right now have more money than God, so they can go out there and spend on whoever, you know, so it doesn't really matter to them whether he is, you know, hurt or not, especially if they do want to re-sign him. So I don't know. I think this is, it would be different if he was in Colorado, I'll say, or Arizona or any other team, you know, that's not the Mets, that just print money. So with Cohen there. So I'll say, you're probably right, but I don't think it's as necessary, you know, for this club as it would be for other clubs.
I agree with the sentiment. He'll still get paid by somebody. Someone's but we're like, talking about the potential best pitcher in baseball. And if he makes 20 starts as opposed to 8 this year, I think that makes a huge difference.
Skip him. He ain't getting to 20 starts anyway. At 15. That's like if I think best case scenario is around 15, because he'll get skipped.
Or we're a quarter away into the season now. Yeah. Maybe all-star break. Yeah. Maybe you get 15, 17, somewhere around that.
He'll
number.
Get skipped. But he'll get pushed. He'll, you know, miss a start here and there. So I think 15 is what you're looking for him. And hopefully you're in the playoffs and he's fine by then.
All right. Let's move on to another piece here. Fun fact. This is why I think Welsh had to finally beg off this show, because two qualifying hitters have a batting average below 100 over the last 2 weeks. Below 100. One of them is Teoscar Hernandez hitting 0.89. The other is Byron Buxton hitting 0.098. And this stat comes courtesy of the ball of sunshine that is Mike Mayer. So looking at these numbers, are you jumping in and buying these guys everywhere, Box, when you see this kind of struggle?
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm buying Teoscar, not buying Byron. Buxton is still going to cost you a bunch of money for what he did in the first month of the season. So the cost is going to be still very, very high. Teoscar got hurt and looks like he's still playing hurt. So I'll probably buy both of them if they're cheap. I just assume that you're going to get Teoscar cheaper, but they're both playing hurt right now. So I don't know. you know, and it's funny that Welsh is gone because he's the Buxton guy. I was the guy that said Teoscar's going to hit 40 this year, and obviously not working out so far. He got hurt, I think, six games in and has not looked the same since. So I'd buy both these guys if they're cheap enough, but we got to, we're talking 60 cents on the dollar, not 75, not 80. You got to get them very cheap, and you're just not going to get Buxton for that at all. You might be able to get Teoscar for that.
I think that's an excellent assessment. I agree with that, that I don't think you're going to get Buxton cheap enough. I think you might get Teoscar because of the injury on top of it compounding, you know, and it's still, I don't think people look at those two players the same, but Teoscar last year was great. I mean, it's, there's a lot of guys who come out of the gates super slow. I mean, Marcus Simeon, I just keep, that's another player too. It's like, guys, he's just not this bad. I mean, something's going to give there eventually. And if you just hang in there long enough or go acquire it, I think it's,
and they haven't even moved. They haven't even moved Simeon down in the lineup yet either.
Why? Like, what for? Who? For who? What are you going to do? Like
Brad Miller, you know, anybody, geez, like anyone that's hitting my weight.
Pete and Cavilia. Maybe we can get him. I mean, come on. Old Texas Rangers of old. Pete, we can start to, you know,
Cavilia. Maybe
Jeff Fry can come over and hit at the top of the order. Here's a trivia question for the day. The record for most home runs in a 7-game span is 10. It was accomplished by 3 players, 10 home runs in 7 games. Who is the last to do it? Or if you want, you could also say, some of the players that might have done it. Fun fact, one of these players was an answer to a trivia question earlier in the week. So there you have it. So if you think you know the answer, you can go reply in the chat, but you can't talk in the chat unless you're a subscriber. So joke's on you. Let's go to this day in baseball history. Yesterday was the day that Jose Canseco had a ball hit off his head and go over the wall. This was a day in 1993 where Dale Murphy called it a career, just 2 home runs shy of 400. The former 2-time NL MVP, back-to-back, mind you, announced his retirement as a member of the Colorado Rockies. Now, that I did not recall. I did not remember Dale Murphy with the Rockies. I remember him with the Phillies towards the end, but the Rockies, he was hitting .143, still higher than Byron Buxton over the last 2 weeks, with no homers and 7 ribbies as a backup for the expansion club at the time. I always felt like when I was a kid watching Dale Murphy, and I know I'm older than you, but I'm not John Heyman old, that I felt, this guy's a Hall of Famer. Like, he's one of the best players in baseball. And it seems like he just kind of got washed away. But the 80s were a very specific period where there wasn't a ton of power. But this guy was played on terrible Braves teams for the most part and was always a perennial all-star, great player, great athlete. I know you're a little younger, but do you have any thoughts on Dale Murphy? Just out of curiosity.
I don't remember Dale Murphy that much, Joe, to be honest with you. I just, you know, that's, you're like, whatever, 4 or 5 years older than me. So my memories really kick in around 96, 97, you know, he obviously retired a little bit before that. So I just don't remember him enough to have a strong opinion about Dale Murphy.
That's when my beard kicked in around 96.
Is that right? I'm pretty sure. Is that when the hair on top moved down to the face? Is that what it was?
That's what it is. Yeah. it slowly started to infiltrate and say, run away, run away. Mark is right. The Hebrew Hammer is the answer. Ooh. Sean Green was the last guy to do it in 2002, but Cleveland's Albert Bell did it in 95 and Washington's Frank Howard did it in 1968.
I'm surprised it's that far back. I was going to guess JD Martinez, because he had 4 in a game. So did Josh Hamilton.
That's a good
had
one.
4 in a game. So Sosa and McGuire, I was going to throw in there, obviously, you know, maybe Bonds. So I'm surprised it's none of those guys.
It's very Sean surprising. Stat heroes, Aaron Nola, 10 strikeouts, 8 innings pitched. Frankie Montas, 7 scoreless with 11 Ks. Devin Smeltzer, whoever Smeltzer dealt her, 6 Ks, no earned, 7 innings pitched. Nestor Cortez, holy crap.
Yeah. I mean,
Nestor Cortez, 8 innings, 1 earned run, 5 Ks, 1 walk, unreal. Martin Perez, obviously best pitcher in baseball. And Tarik Skubal, again, good. So hopefully you listened, because yesterday the super stack of cheap pitchers on DK here was Skubal and Perez. And if you did that, you probably got some good returns. Hitters yesterday, Kyle Farmer, 4 for 4 with 2 dingers. A little nice day for Farmer. Freddie Freeman was great. Trevor Story, again, on fire. Chris Taylor, 3 for 6 with a home run. Verdugo, 4 for 6, too. He's had a nice season. Andrew Vaughn with a home run, 2 for 5. So if you were patient in dynasty leagues with Andrew Vaughn, it's paying off this year. Nick Senzel. Yes, that Nick Senzel. Four hits.
They scored 20 runs. I mean, they scored 20 runs yesterday. So you could have just put anyone not named Joey Votto from the Reds lineup in here, and they would have been fine.
Last night, my kids and I caught up on the finale of Survivor, and then when we clicked back over, it flashed like the scores of the games because MLB Network was on, and there it was. I was like, 20?
Reds by 15. Yeah. That was the only day game yesterday, so I had it on, and I watched a bunch.
Yeah, I didn't even realize it. Albert Almora, 3-for-5. Goldschmidt continues to have a fantastic May with another home run. And Mookie Betts, 3-for-5. Here are the zeros. Dallas Keuchel. Can we please get Dallas Keuchel out of the rotation? Enough.
Your boy, Mr. Kelly Nash.
Pick up Johnny Cueto everywhere. And look, good for him. I mean, he doesn't need to pitch.
Yeah.
Anymore. But still, Dallas Keuchel, 2 innings, 6 earned. That's it. It's over. Johnny Cueto replaces him.
Just go be with Kelly Nash every day. What are you thinking? Retire. I would have retired immediately. What are you thinking?
Well, look, I mean, he's got the contract, so he's going to.
This is just embarrassing. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. I guess the contract. So
I mean, you know, he signed the contract. I don't know when he signed the pre-dump, but like, you know, you got to make sure that you at least finish out one of those contracts. Humberto Castellanos, 4 innings, 6 earned runs. Michael Wacha, nice 5 earned runs. You can always count on Michael Wacha. That was one of the stacks yesterday. We went and attacked him. Alec Bohm, 0-for-4, 3 Ks. Same for Joey Gallo. Kevin Biggio, 0-for-4 with 3 strikeouts. AJ Pollock, disappointed on that one. I was wrong on AJ Pollock yesterday, 0-for-5 with a K. And Gleyber Torres was also not good. And Ozzie Albies, too. There's another guy. I feel like Ozzie Albies could be a dude that you could buy low on as well. You agree, Boggs?
Yeah, for sure. If you can get him low, he's not going to be as cheap as these other guys, but I would be for sure buying low on Ozzie Albies.
All right. Now look, the home run board did not change. No change to the home run board yesterday. So still the Night King in the North. Thank goodness. Larry C at 13 plus 3 others doesn't include Mike Mayer's name. So even if he has 13, we're not going to say Mike Mayer and 3 others. It's just not what we're going to do. However, as a group, we crossed 900 home runs. Very nice.
Very nice.
Before Memorial Day. I'm sure by the weekend here, we're going to have 1,000. I can imagine over the weekend how things are going to go. We're also giving away that leading off t-shirt for the winner of May. And don't forget Fernando Tatis autographed jersey for the grand prize winner. So plenty of time to make home run calls. Join our Discord chat today. And it's free to join Discord at Fantasy Pros. You can do stages with me and Boggs if you're a premium member. You can make home run calls if you're a premium member of Fantasy Pros. And use our tools to manage all your leagues because it makes life super simple. Also, what else is fun is bettingpros.com. And that's a reminder, BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks, special offer $10. Win $200 when you wager with the promo code LEADINGOFF. Sign up today and download the BetMGM app. And go to betmgm.com if you don't have a smartphone. But if you don't have a smartphone, I don't know. I mean, you have a flip phone like my mom has probably. And my mom watches the show. And actually, you know what? That's not true anymore. My mother last year did get a smartphone. So, Mom, nice job. Well done, Mom. She's in the 21st century.
Way to be, Miss Pisapia. Way to be.
That's right. No more. She said she liked the clamshell because she felt like, you know, that's what the movie stars have because they don't need to be bogged down with social media.
One of the biggest mistakes of my life was teaching my mom how to text. So, you know, I don't think I would.
Do you get the text from your mom ever that's just one of one with nothing?
Yeah.
Where she sends the text before she actually writes something.
Am I a person in his late 30s, early 40s? Yes, of course I do.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, I get those all the time.
If anybody else gets those texts, please, by all means. And I can feel as soon as the show is over today, if she was watching, that phone is going to ring. In fact, I just got a text right now. Is it one of one? No, it's not one of one. It's not Let's get to some more betting pros here. Shane Bieber on BetMGM. 6.5 is the over-under on the K's. Let's take the over against Detroit, please. The juice is positive, too. +115. What? Go just do this now. Just pause the show. Do it now. Aaron Judge. 1.5 total bases, +115 over on DK. On DK, you also get Jose Altuve at +105 on the 1.5. Let's go to the starting pitchers tonight on DraftKings. You've got Garrett Whitlock at 6.8. He's a very cheap option as a secondary arm. Allows you to go get Bieber at 9K or Verlander at 10.5. If Shohei Ohtani's out of the lineup, I like Alec Manoah more. If he is,
I like Alec Manoah anyway. And by the way,
I like him anyway, but I like him more. Like him more.
His line is 5.5, and the Angels strike out at the third highest clip in Major League Baseball. So I like his over strikeout total for tonight as well.
You've also got an interesting, you know, Jose Quintana's pitched very well, and he's going against Sean Manaea. All the money and all the stuff's going to be on Manaea, but there's upset potential there because that one good pitcher the Pirates really
have. You've got to have, you got Jose. Who do you have rostered more, Martin Perez or Jose Quintana, Joe?
I literally have Jose Quintana. That was my choice last week. It was Quintana or Martin Perez. I was like, I can't do Martin Perez. I don't know. I can't do it. I think because I've done it before, and it's just been, I just want to shoot myself.
Yeah.
But I was always such
a dork. No one's ever said that about Jose Quintana before, so you're safe.
No, but I had a lot of Jose Quintana shares back in the day for, you know, like when he was good with the White Sox. And I guess I just can't shake that. You know, I live in the member berries. FanDuel, standalone pitcher, Shane Bieber's just 8.6. He's going to be rostered everywhere. Best Shane Bieber lineup wins on FanDuel tonight. If you want to go up and be different, Justin Verlander 10.8 or Manoa, who is also at 10.2. And then he could be on the Sean Manaea side at 9.7 if you want to be in the middle. But Bieber's so dirt cheap. Bogman, of course, whenever he's on the show, does homework. I like the Welsh. Boggs actually does some things and contributes here to the show. So go ahead here, Boggs. Give me some of the BVP numbers you got tonight that people should be aware of in DFS and also in the daily lineup setting in fantasy.
Gene Segura, 7-for-16, .438 average with three homers and a double versus Carlos Carrasco. So pretty good track record there. My boy Ketel Marte, 5-for-13, .385 average, three doubles versus Tony Gonsolin. Scope, shout out to Mayor, Scope, 6-for-20, .300 average homer and two doubles for Shane Bieber. Jesus Aguilar, 5-for-14 with a bomb and a double against Ian Anderson, who has not been great this year. Travis Darnot, 4-for-8 with a homer and two doubles versus Trevor Rogers. Luis Arraez, 6-for-10 versus Brad Keller. And Max Kepler, 6-for-16 with two bombs, two doubles versus Brad Keller.
There you go. Some excellent numbers there. All right. It's time for the weekend home run call. I'm going to go with Jordan Alvarez starting with tonight because I believe he's facing Chris Flexen, and Chris Flexen's a home run machine. So that's what I'm looking for. And I'm so close to double digits now. It's been a really good May. It was a silent April. I started out, you know, in very Whit Merrifield-ish fashion, but I'm getting red hot right now. So let's go. It's been a good man. I want to close out strong this weekend with Jordan Alvarez. Where are you going for your home run call this weekend, Boggs?
Man, anytime I get a chance to take Goldie, I'm going to take Goldie. And he's super hot right now. So let's go, Goldie. Hit another bomb.
He's so hot right now. It's like Hansel. Mike Mayer taking Vlad Guerrero Jr. So there you have it. So excellent stuff going on there. And look, you know, it's going to be a fun weekend of baseball. Like I said, and try to focus on the positive things. I know there's a lot of negative things, and hopefully this show is a place for you to feel positive, but don't feel helpless either. And I just want to point this out to you. This is the whole point here. We are all together here. We're communities here. And when we got Memorial Day weekend coming up, spend time with your family, spend time with your friends, and realize that, you know, there's always hope. Don't lose hope, because change is always possible. So let us continue to look forward. It's been a long week. It's been a long week here for me. I'm sure for Boggs too. Boggs lives in Texas, for God's sake. Yeah. It's just unspeakable tragedies that have gone on. And like I said, I know I didn't address it earlier this week. I wanted to take some more time here, but you know, it's about evolution and it's about change. It's not about taking people's rights away. It's about reevaluating what we can do to be a better society as a whole. And I think at the end of the day, when we all come together, is when this country is at its best. And, you know, people think this country is broken in a lot of ways. And I can understand where they're coming from. Lucky for them, I like broken things and I like to fix stuff. So hopefully that's you right. do too. And let's get on board with all of that. So I love our little community here over at Fantasy Pros. And I'm very grateful for all of you that you take time out of your schedule, your daily life, to come here and be here with us. I hope you enjoy the baseball we give you today. I hope you enjoy a little bit of hope we give you today. And I hope you enjoy your weekends with your friends and family. So from all of us here at Fantasy Pros, for Scott Bogman and me, Joey P, that'll do it for us. But the story of the game goes on. We'll see you next time, kids.